Yeah, you don't know D Millers Medea. Good morning. The Drive Toward Podcast. As usual, you don't know MFK beats playing in the background. You don't know MFK, my younger bro. Yeah, I'm not sick, I'm just, you know, a little injury, a bit too much workout. Get well soon, bro. Back on your feet, making some beats. You don't know. Bounce back. Yeah, man, prayers up for my young bro, you know. Kind of, yeah. So, guys, when you go to the gym, yeah, be careful. Yeah, I know the summer body is something that we all want, you know, or the all-year body. But you got to be careful, man. You got to do some super stretching, some walking, and, yeah, because you can mess things up, right? And my bro goes hard in the gym, and, yeah, he kind of, you know, a little back problem. So, yeah, bounce back, bro, bounce back. Yeah, man, so today is September 6th, Wednesday, 2023, man. Summer vacation is done. Well, not like I had much of a summer vacation. Yeah, I'm driving to work in my car. You know, I'm seeing students walking to school because, yeah, school is in full swing. So the school year starts in September in the West, you know, in Jamaica, in my country, in America, in most countries. In Japan, it starts in April. So there's no back-to-school rush, thank God, in September. But yeah, man, I was talking to my mom in Jamaica and she was like, man, I went on the road to buy some stuff when there were so many people. I didn't realize it was back to school time, you know. Books and bags and shoes and uniform and supplies. People just have to buy stuff, you know. I was talking to another friend. He's like, oh, man, Dean. I was like, yo, dude, what's up, man? Long time. How you doing? He's like, oh, man, back to school season, man. I can't stand it. All the girls are so easy. Yeah, so, you know, when you're in a country where, you know, poverty is at a very high rate. You know, people are going to do some things to make money. And yeah. It is what it is. But yeah, guys, my summer, man, I was all over the place, you know, thanks to my kids, you know, thanks to the boys. Had to make sure, you know, they got some experiences, man. And we were all over the place, man. We went to the beach twice. We went to the river. We went to like 5 festivals. Oh man. So many places. But we didn't do the, you know, stay overnight, you know, stay a couple days, you know, in a different town this year. Kinda pricey, you know, things kinda pricey. And we're like, you know what, yeah, let's not do the stay overnight thing this summer. Let's just go to the beach, day trip. And we did that twice. So, yeah. And that was good, you know. Not too far. Like 1.5 hours away. Get some beach in, get some good food. And, yeah, roll back in town. Yeah, man. Nice summer vacation. How was your summer vacation, guys? Yeah. You can comment down below if you're using the Spotify podcast app, right? Or if you're on Spotify listening to this, which I suggest you do. Listen to this on Spotify. And if you want to start your own podcast, guys, just get Spotify podcasts. Right, you can just make the podcast right from your phone, like what I'm doing, right? No fancy gear, yeah, but we out here. All right, guys, so today I want to continue, you know, things I wish I did differently in Japan part 2. I did part 1 like almost a month ago. Yeah, I should have been more consistent with that, right? But you don't know, we out here. So yeah, man, things I wish I did differently in Japan. So another thing I wish I did differently, right, was officially starting a business early out. When I mean officially, I mean like, so as a Jamaican, you have this mindset where you want to kind of evade taxes. You don't want the government to know what you're up to. You want to hustle, right? You want to be hustling, right? You want to be getting just straight cash. You don't want to pay the taxes if you don't have to. But there's a lot of disadvantages to that, right? It's better to pay taxes. And my uncle always told me, like, Dean, just when you start business, do the right thing. Just pay your taxes. Yeah, just do the right thing. I was like, yeah, whatever, man. I don't want to pay Babylon no taxes, man. But, yo, it's the right thing to do, right? If you start an official business, you know, early out or whenever you are here in Japan or anywhere around the world, there are so many advantages. Like, you know, tax write-offs. You know, you go for a trip, write it off as taxes. You know, you go for lunch, write it off as taxes. And most people here in Japan, I realize they kind of control their taxes. They kind of basically, they don't declare everything. Most people do that. I realize. I've talked to a lot of people, and most people do that, right? They don't declare everything, so they pay less taxes than the person working for someone else. If you're working for someone else, the taxes automatically come out of your salary. Everything comes out of your salary. But as a business, you basically declare what you made and how much taxes you pay, right? So that's a big one right there, guys. Like, yeah, like officially start your business. This hustle mentality, this, yeah, you know, side gig kind of vibe. No. Start a business, guys. There's a lot of advantage. Here's another big advantage that I missed out on, right? When Corona came, so many businesses got loans they don't have to pay back, like 2 million yen, 3 million yen, even more. They got a bunch of money that they don't really have to pay back if they can't, right? A lot of businesses got free money. Like, I'm talking to some people and like, yeah, man, we got like 2 million yen, 3 million yen. We bought a new car. We invested in a new business. Yo, there was such a money grab. And who's going to pay for this? The salaryman, the people working for someone else who has no choice but to pay the taxes before they get the salary, the taxes come out. That's who is going to end up footing the bill for these businesses who got all this free money, right? So many advantages to starting a business, guys, right? So that's one thing I wish I did differently. Just started a business like straight right out the bat, not waiting, just, you know, doing things professionally from the get-go. This side hustle mentality, this in the streets mentality, no, this digital, no. Official, guys, official, yeah? Another thing I wish I did differently was constantly studying Japanese. Now, you know, I studied hiragana, katakana, got my JLPT3, Japanese proficiency testing thing, level 3, right? Only a 3. It's probably a 4 now because they changed the range of the JLPT test, right? So I wish I constantly studied Japanese from the start. You know why? The other day, I was in a situation where I had to write katakana. And I was like, oh man, I kind of forgot how to write katakana. You know, like, I basically forgot because I don't use it every day. I really don't use it every day, right? If I'm texting on my phone, yeah, that's texting. You know what I mean? It's easy. But writing, literally writing katakana, hiragana, kanji, I wish I studied these things constantly, like just continuously, like, you know, all the years I've been here, just constantly, right? There was a time when I was like, yo, fuck Japan. You know, all the taxes came and all kind of paid this, paid that. And I was like, yo, what's going on in Japan? What the fuck, yo? And I kind of got fed up with Japan and I stopped studying. I should have never done that. And I've mentioned this in a podcast in the past, but I think I just have to mention it again. You know, if you're in Japan now, just constantly study Japanese. You know, constantly study Japanese, right? And I need to practice what I preach and constantly study Japanese. As busy as I am, I need to fork out even a 20, 30 minutes a day to study Japanese. You know, writing new vocabulary, consistently studying Japanese is something I wish, the habit I wish I formed when I just came to Japan, right? Never too late, but better to do it early, right? Definitely better to do it early. Yeah, so that's another thing, guys. I wish I constantly studied Japanese, right? And that leads into the next thing, right? Into studies. I wish I pursued a master's degree early out. I don't have a master's, right? I was like, oh man, no man, I'm going to start business. I go, yeah, you don't know. Yeah, no man, I'm going to need a master's. But it's always good to have a master's, you know what I mean? Because now, in my mind, maybe not in Japan, but like in Jamaica, master's is the new, basically, high school diploma, right? 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 It's like, yeah, oh, you have a master's. It's like, oh yeah, you went to high school kind of vibe. That's the vibe I'm getting. Like, in Japan here, it's like, oh, you went to high school, oh, you'll be all right. You'll get a job. Everything will be okay. Not too many people pursue their master's here. You know what I mean? And I don't understand that. You know, not too many people go to university here. You know, they finish high school, they jump into like a, you know, like a specialty school, right? and they learn engineering, right? They jump into a nursery school, or they just jump straight into work, and jobs are here. Straight out of high school, jobs are here where they can work their way up and make a decent living. Not in the West. In the West, you need your university degree, you need your master's. And as a foreigner living here, I wish I pursued my master's early out. It's not too late, but it's harder now. I'm busier. I have kids, right? I wish I pursued a master's. And I have to commend a lot of Jamaicans I see here. They pursue their master's, they get their master's, they're doing PhDs, and I'm like, oh shit, I should have did that, right? I should have did that. So yeah, if you're here, you know, early days, you know, 2-3 years in, even a year in, you know, take a look at some master's degrees, some PhDs, if you already have your master's, you know, level up, guys. You know, master's. I want to get a master's, right? So yeah, that's one thing I wish I did early out when I just came to Japan, get my master's. Big up everyone who has their master's. And if you don't have your master's and you don't think you're going to pursue it, that's no problem. But more opportunities, more connections, more doors to be open with the master's, right? So that's another thing I wish I did differently, guys, yeah? And the next two things I'm going to talk about, guys, more on the social side. So one, when I just came to Japan, I wish I understood this indirect communication style. Like, let me give you an example. I remember, like, early days, you know, I was at a school. I was like, oh man, I'm sleeping. I was in the teacher's room, and the Kojo sensei or the principal was like, oh, Dozo, you can just sleep on the couch. I was like, oh yeah, for real? And I took a nap. Next day, the company called me, oh, so we heard you were, you know, sleeping in the teacher's room. Yeah, like they told me I could sleep in the teacher's room. Like they told me I could take a nap on the couch. Not like lay down nap, just like, you know, sitting, taking, closing my eyes nap. You know what I mean? Somebody called a company. They didn't come and tell me directly and say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Oh, yeah, yeah, just take it easy. They call the company call me. So indirect communication is a big thing here that you need to learn early out. People won't come and tell you things directly to their face. They might give you hints, they might give you clues, but usually there is like lines of communication, and it kind of sucks, but that's just the way Japan is. And the next thing is, guys, the last thing I want to talk about, guys, not settling. Like, especially if you're a guy here and, you know, you're dating some Japanese women, I suggest you don't settle. Don't fucking settle. Just cut and go through. Unless you really find that one. You know what I mean? And when I mean that one, and I'm talking looks, and she's a 10, and yeah, she got a nice da-da-da-da-da. No. I mean, like, yo, she have a business. You know, she's smart. She's progressive. You know, she got a degree. Then you settle. You know, a lot of us come here and then boom, we just kind of fall into things. You know, I see time and time again, it happened to me. Not talking about my current wife, you know, like, you know, before that. So yeah, guys, don't settle. Women too, you know, you come to Japan, you meet a guy, and you might just fall into a thing, and you settle, and then you realize, oh, Ross, you know what, this dude or this girl is a right for me. Don't settle, guys. And that goes for anyone living anywhere. Like, don't just settle for someone who is there. Find the right person for you. You know what I mean? And especially if you're in a foreign country like Japan, yeah, don't settle. Because you never know. You might want to leave, right? You might want to leave Japan. You might want to leave the prefecture. But then you might be deeply in a relationship that is hard to get out of, or you don't want to get out of. And that's why I say don't settle, right? Don't settle. Yeah, so these are some other things I wish I did differently in Japan, guys, or things I wish I knew to pursue. So I hope this helps someone, yeah, anyone, if it's even one person. interestingly, I ran into a long-time brethren, you know, from the UK at the river on Sunday. And he was like, yo, Dean, what's up, man? Long time no see. I listen to your podcast. I was like, for real, dude? Bless up, bless up. So, yeah, Dan, big up yourself, man, for listening to the podcast. Yeah, man. Just creating, guys. Because for me, as I was telling Dan, like, you can work and make some nice money, but if you're not creating something for yourself, then you're not going to feel fulfilled. And so that's another thing I wish I did differently when I just came to Japan. Creating something for myself. I've always been a hustler. I've always been a creator. But I wish I, you know, created something for myself early stages when I just came to Japan. And that could be anything from, you know, creating a community, creating some content, creating blogs, creating vlogs, right? If you're in Japan right now and you just came, like, jump on the YouTube wave. You know what I mean? Create. If you know not into videos, jump on the blogging thing, jump on the podcasting thing and document the journey, because it's an exciting time when you're here. There's so much content that's fresh to you, that's like stale to me and others who have been here. But it's fresh to you and it's fresh to a whole lot of people, and you have some perspectives that, you know, are unique to you. So yeah, man, create, guys, right? That's the key to fulfillment, I think. The nice job that pays well is not going to make you feel fulfilled, right? It's going to make you feel secure. It might bring you some happiness, but the fulfillment comes through creation, I believe. And that's the reason why I do these podcasts. Creation, right? Big up yourself. You don't know, D-Mail is the Drive to Work podcast. There. MFK beats in the background. Big up on yourself.